Agentic Operating Systems Full 1 Hour Course, How to Build and Automate Anything. So today I'm going to show you exactly how to build your own agent operating system based on what's working for me. If you're wondering what an agent operating system is, basically it's a way to have all of your agents inside one beautiful dashboard where you also build out custom workflows and you have everything one click away. And the amazing thing about this is that you can basically have everything in one single place that's ready to automate and operate as you want. So let me give an example. Like for me, I used to spend a lot of time creating videos, and so we created this video agent that basically does that for us in one single click. We have, for example, an SEO content pipeline where we can research stuff, we can find the keywords, we can generate content, and then we just deploy it to our website in one single click. And basically everything that you want to automate, you can automate using these systems. So for example, Hermes Agent, not very fun in the terminal. If you're just using the terminal, not that great. Even if you're using, for example, Hermes Desktop, you still can't get it exactly how you want. With this system, for example, we have Hermes Jarvis, which is a voice-operated AI agent, and it looks and feels exactly how I want it to look. It's got all of my projects over here. And we also have, for example, like Hermes Oracle that pulls in the latest trending news and everything else. And I'm not saying that to boast or to show off mine or anything like that. I just want to show you what's possible with this sort of stuff. So, for example, this one, this is Hermes Astros, which, again, is a custom workflow. And you can rename this. You can change it how you want. You can build whatever you want using these systems. And this, for example, actually takes the latest news from Twitter, gives us the trending topic ideas, looks at different titles we could use for that content, and then also we can just plug that into the video agent so it can automate the video. We could plug it into Notebook Lim and create, for example, free infographics and all that sort of thing, and then we could create SEO content for you. And you can build all of this for free using your existing subscriptions as well, which is very important to know. So for example, if you have ChatGPT already and you already subscribed to it, well, you can actually use ChatGPT to build all this out. I actually personally used Opus 4.8 inside Claude, and I've used Fable 5 to help me a lot along the way. And for example, if you have something that's a problem you want to solve, let me give an example. So a lot of people ask me, like, how do you automate leads and email outreach using something like Hermes? So with Hermes, we have a tool here that can generate leads. We just type in exactly what type of leads we want to get here. It generates a list of leads. Then it has all the campaigns. It can write the email campaign itself. Then it can actually send the emails with these campaigns. It pulls in all the lead details. And then from there, we can manage the metrics. We can see how many leads we've got, how many we've validated, how many are sendable, how many we actually sent, how many replied. And we've got our inbox and sent inbox fully automated with Hermes Agent inside one beautiful dashboard. And that just saves so much time. So this is the power of this stuff. This is how amazing it is. And you will learn how to build all this today. And I'm going to show you exactly how you can get started. So if you're wondering, you know, why I'm the right person to show you this, I literally spend about 3 to 4 hours a day coding this out and making it better and better. And there's so many mistakes that I learned along the way, so many things that I can improve. So with that, let's get straight into this. So I'm just going to be using GPT 5.6 as an example. I quite like Sol. I think it's great to build with. And you can see that we've got GPT and ChatGPT work over here installed as an app. Now, for example, we've set up Hermes Agent. That's fully ready to go. We've used GPT 5.6 as the brain inside Hermes Agent. And now we want to, let's say, create a dashboard with it. So what we can do here is we can actually go inside the chat here and we can say, okay, now create a mission control dashboard where I can operate ChatGPT Codex plus Hermes Agent. And we can say, make it clean, make it beautiful, make it interesting to use, make sure it actually works. And then if you have an idea of what you want to create, so let's say, for example, you have a certain design style or that sort of thing, well, you could actually use that for inspiration when you're building this out. So if we wanted to build this setup inside ChatGPT, we can just take a screenshot, plug that in, and just say, I've attached an example of the style that I want to create. And so we can hit enter now, and that will begin building this out. So if you want to start from zero, and you want to build it exactly how you would like it, in a way that's easy to use, you can go from there. Now, I'll also show you another way that you can do this. So if you want to use someone else's template, so for example, we have